Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Networks. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Networking Basics in the IT Networking for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore three primary types of networks: Local Area Network, LAN, Wide Area Network, WAN, and Metropolitan Area Network, MAN. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify these different types of networks and understand their applications in real-world scenarios, particularly within the finance and fintech sectors. Main content exploring LAN, WAN, and MAN networking is fundamental to modern technology, especially in finance and fintech, where timely data sharing is crucial. The three primary types of networks, local area network, LAN, wide area network, WAN, and Metropolitan Area Network, MAN, serve different purposes and are used in various contexts. Local Area Network, LAN, is a network that connects computers and devices within a limited geographical area, such as an office building or a home. LANs are known for high speed and low latency, allowing devices to communicate quickly and efficiently. They typically use Ethernet cables or Wi-Fi to connect devices. In a finance context, a LAN can be used by a trading firm to connect its computers within a single office, facilitating rapid communication between traders and analysts. Wide Area Network, WAN, on the other hand, covers a much larger geographical area, often connecting multiple LANs across cities or countries. WANs use various technologies, including leased telecommunication lines, satellite links, and fiber optics, to transmit data. For instance, a global bank may utilize a WAN to connect its branches located in different countries, ensuring that data can be shared securely and efficiently across vast distances. Metropolitan Area Network, MAN, falls somewhere between LAN and WAN in terms of size. It typically spans a city or a large campus, connecting multiple LANs within that area. MANs can be beneficial for organizations that operate in a specific city, such as a fintech startup that has offices in multiple locations within a metropolitan area. This type of network provides high-speed connectivity and can facilitate quick data exchange among offices. Differences in use cases for each type. While all three networks serve the purpose of connecting devices, their differences are crucial in determining which type to implement based on specific needs. Speed and performance. LANs generally offer the highest speed, making them suitable for environments where high data transfer rates are necessary. WANs, by contrast, may experience slower speeds due to the distance data must travel and the complexity of the connections involved. MANs provide a balance, with speeds typically higher than WANs but lower than LANs. Cost: setting up a LAN is usually less expensive compared to a WAN, as it requires less infrastructure and resources. WANs often involve higher costs due to the need for extensive infrastructure across larger distances. MANs can be more affordable than WANs but still require significant investment, especially if they connect multiple locations. Application scenarios. A LAN is ideal for small businesses or specific departments within larger organizations that require fast and efficient communication. WANs are essential for large organizations with multiple sites, such as international banks or global fintech companies. MANs are particularly useful for businesses with multiple locations in a city, allowing them to maintain high-speed connectivity without the expense of a WAN. Real-world examples to illustrate the application of these networks in the finance and fintech sectors. Consider the following examples. Local Area Network, LAN. A boutique investment firm may set up a LAN in their office to connect all the computers that traders use. This allows for quick access to shared data, such as stock prices and client information, enabling traders to make informed decisions based on real-time data. Wide Area Network, WAN. A global financial institution like Citibank operates a WAN to connect its branches worldwide. This network allows for seamless communication across various locations, ensuring that transactions can be processed quickly and securely, regardless of the geographical distance. Metropolitan Area Network, MAN. A fintech startup with multiple offices in San Francisco might utilize a MAN to connect its various locations. This setup allows the company to maintain high-speed internet access and data sharing capabilities among its employees, fostering collaboration and efficiency in their operations. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the essential types of networks, LAN, WAN, and MAN. Understanding these networks is crucial for professionals in the finance and fintech industries, as they form the backbone of data communication and sharing. By identifying the differences and use cases for each type of network, you can better appreciate how these systems enhance business operations and decision-making processes in your field. Reflection questions: how would you determine which type of network, LAN, WAN, or MAN, would be most suitable for your organization's needs? Can you think of a scenario in which a high-speed LAN would significantly benefit a finance-related project? Reflect on how advancements in WAN technology could impact global financial transactions and operations in the future.